Well, there has been for a long time a commitment by Donegal County Council that the fire station capital programme would be for 15 stations. 12 were completed during the noughties between 2000 and 2008, 2010 time. And there's three stations remaining. There's Glencon, Kill, and there's Ballyshannon and Bundoran. Donegal County Council have a joint priority on Ballyshannon and Bundoran to be completed. The council have informed councillors over the last 6 months that a review will be taken and an independent consultant will be brought in to look at the options best available for the south of the county. And there are fears within the locality of Ballyshannon and Bundoran that, you know, a possibility that the one station may close. But it is a commitment within the capital programme of Donegal County Council, and the infrastructural requirement that was signed off early last year by Donegal County Council, that the three stations, when funding will become available, will be complete the programme. And, you know, I've always held the view that basically Ballyshannon and Bundoran would have both stations replaced, and I stand over that view. And, you know, I suppose at the end of the day, it was a 15-station programme and it needs to be completed. And any terms of reference that will be made to an independent consultant to come in, you know, in the next number of months to make decisions on the future of the fire station capital programme, you know, for the completion of the three stations, must be met by Donegal County Council. And I say the terms of reference must stand over the wishes of the council body and the council membership going back over a number of years, that both Ballyshannon and Bundoran would have their stations replaced. You know, be that in 1 year or 3 years, it's important that the programme is honoured as it was set out, and that we don't end up with a diminishing of the service in any circumstance in Ballyshannon and Bundoran, because they both cover large geographic areas, covering Sligo, Leitrim, North Sligo, North Leitrim, and even as a backup cover, Ballyshannon will cover into West Fermanagh to Beleek Fire Brigade. So as I say, I'm making it quite clear that we are standing over, you know, our commitment, which has always been to replace the stations. Ballyshannon was built in 1952. It's one of the oldest stations in the county, and it does need replacing. Bundoran was built in the early 1970s, and that also needs replacing. But I think any moves to combine the two services will be met with opposition, naturally, because the programme of replacing the service needs to be, you know, met in the goodwill, as was outlined, over a long number of years to complete the programme of 15 stations across the county. So, as I say, Ballyshannon and Bundoran fire servicemen, I've met with them on a number of occasions, and, you know, we are sticking with that, that both stations be replaced in the immediate future.
And is there any possibility that funding will become available shortly?
Well, we understand that the council has been notified that there is funding being made available under a programme from government for at least one station. But, you know, commitments must be honoured, as I say. And if a consultant is going to be brought in by Donegal County Council to make decisions on the future of the fire services in Ballyshannon and Bundoran, well, then both stations must be completed as per the programme, the capital programme. And as I say, I've discussed this with council management. I brought it up at lots of meetings over the years. We've been waiting on this funding. The government now has seemingly indicated to the council, the department, that funding will be available for one station in the immediate future. But that should not mean the closure of any stations. And as I say, we will be sticking by that. I know my council colleagues in the Donegal electoral area, the Donegal municipal district area, will be supporting us on that and supporting both the Ballyshannon and Bundoran communities on that. The Ballyshannon and Bundoran fire servicemen who give such dedication and commitment. And the one thing we do not want is, you know, that the service will be diminished in any way. And there's lots of scenarios, there's lots of background detail in this. And this has all been examined by myself and the firefighters over the last number of months. And the next couple of weeks, next couple of months will be critical to ensure that if there is going to be an outside independent commission, you know, on this decision, that the terms of reference must say that Ballyshannon and Bundoran will retain their separate entities, as they have done for over 60 years in Ballyshannon and over 40 years in Bundoran.